Welcome to Christ Talk Canada, hosted by Pastor Michael.
Well, hello, and welcome back to yet again another episode here on Christ Talk Canada. As always, I'm your host, Pastor Michael, and today we will be discussing the topic of false prophets. Now, false prophets are a topic that have been present since the early days of Christianity, and the Bible warns us against false prophets, describing them as wolves in sheep's clothing. So today, as we explore what the Bible has to say about false prophets, we can learn how to identify them and stay clear of them. So while I'm going to take you deep into this subject and what the Bible has to say about them, it is essential to know that even some Christians, even some pastors, even some quote-unquote prophets may sound right, may look right, may even walk right, but we do not know the heart of where they are coming from. And so today I really want to dig into this topic. So before we start, let us open up in prayer as always, and then we will begin with our discussion. So, Father God, we humbly come before you, Lord. We ask that you would bless this discussion today and help my fellow brothers and sisters and anyone who is listening today to know the difference between a true man of God and a false man of God. And, Lord, we ask that you would speak to us and help us to discern and know when someone is truly walking in the Spirit, who truly has the fruit of the Spirit. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, what is a false prophet? What is the definition of a false prophet? Okay, so a false prophet is someone who claims to speak for God, but does not speak according to his word. The Bible warns us repeatedly about false prophets and their dangerous teachings. Jesus himself warned us in Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 and 16, which says this: "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." And I think that Jesus' statement there is probably one of the best ways to really truly know what a false prophet really is. But let us continue. Let us dig in a little bit more. So an example of a false prophet in the Bible. Throughout the Bible, we see numerous examples of false prophets in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, we see the likes of Balaam. We see Hananiah, who prophesied falsely and led people astray. In the New Testament, we see the Pharisees and Sadducees who claimed to be religious leaders but were hypocrites and opposed Jesus' teachings. So the characteristics of a false prophet, okay? False prophets are not always easy to identify, but the Bible gives us some characteristics to look out for, and they often claim to have special revelation from God, perform sometimes signs and wonders, and lead people away from the truth of God's word. And false prophets are often motivated by personal gain, money, and fame. And we are going to be talking about some very supposedly influential people in the world today a little bit later. But why is it important to identify a false prophet? Okay, identifying false prophets is a critical thing because their teachings can lead people away from the truth of God and destroy the very relationship that we should be having with Jesus Christ. Their teachings will lead you astray, and their teachings will cause your mind to become very confused and very conflicted about who God is, who you are in God, and what God is really all about. You know, there are some preachers out there today, there are some people who are making claims and saying things that if you really believed it, I'm sorry to say, but you will end up in hell, because It is so wrong, it is so false, and is not the truth. So when we look at new young Christians who are just finding themselves in the faith, and they're listening to these preachers and believing what these preachers are saying to them, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. You are sincere, but you're sincerely lost still, because that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is way different than that, my friends. So, as Christians, we are called to discern the truth from falsehood, especially in matters of faith. False prophets have a problem in every era, and it's critical that we understand how to identify them and protect ourselves from their deceptions. And today, as I say, we will explore what the Bible has to say about false prophets and how we can apply these teachings in our lives. So what is a false prophet? And here's a definition for you. A person who claims to speak on behalf of God, but does not align with God's word and character. And examples of this is Balaam in Numbers chapter 22 and Hananiah in Jeremiah 28 and Jezebel in Revelation 2:20. So how do we identify false prophets? Okay, so here we go. They speak lies and not the truth. Jeremiah 23:16. They use their prophecies for personal gain. Micah 3:11. They deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God. 1 John 4:1-3. They cause division and confusion among believers. Titus 3:10-11. And the consequences of false prophets are simply this. They will be judged severely by God. Jeremiah 23:32. They will lead people astray from the truth of who God is. Matthew 24:11. And they will be punished on the day of judgment. 2 Peter 2:1. So how do we as Christians protect ourselves from false prophets? Well, the Bible says that we are to test every spirit and teaching against God's word. 1 John 4:1. Seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. John 16:13. Follow godly leaders who align with the Holy Scriptures. Hebrews 13:7. And pray for discernment and wisdom. James 1:5. Now, let me put it to you this way. You may think, well, I don't have the gift of discernment. Wrong. Everybody has discernment. Everyone can ask God for wisdom. Everybody can ask God to show them who is false and who is true. So don't ever think that God is not going to reveal that to you, because that is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Examples of false prophets in the Bible. Let's go back a little bit and just kind of re-look at this whole thing. So the false prophets of Baal in 1 Kings 18, 17 to 40. The story tells us of the showdown between the prophet Elijah and the false prophets of Baal. The false prophets called upon their God to send fire to their altar, but nothing happened. Well, gee, I wonder why. But Elijah then called upon the true God, who sent fire to consume his altar. The story teaches us that the false prophets often rely on empty words and rituals, while the true prophets of God rely on his power, his authority, his greatness. Nothing that we could ever do, nothing that we can boast about. We're nothing. So, yeah, let's not even go there. The false prophets in Jeremiah's time, Jeremiah 14, verses 13 to 16. Jeremiah lived during a time when false prophets were prevalent. They prophesied peace and prosperity, while Jeremiah warned of impending judgment. And the false prophets told the people what they wanted to hear, but Jeremiah spoke the truth. This story reminds us that false prophets often preach a message that is pleasing to the ear. And where do we hear a lot of that today in mainstream media? It's all those TV evangelists and preachers and all this kind of stuff. The story, you know, this story, it really does remind us of today's preachers, of today's gospel preachers. And their message is so convoluted and so saturated with me, 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 and get me rich and make me rich and I need this and I need that, that we completely miss the whole meaning of what the gospel message really is, and that is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ crucified, and Jesus Christ rise from the dead, and now Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. No, we don't talk about sin. We don't talk about hell. We don't talk about anything that the Bible talks about. And it's okay. You know what? You're a sinner. It's okay. It's okay. Go do what you want to do. There's still time for you to get forgiven by God. Really? Excuse me? I don't think so. The day is now. The time is now. Repent of your sin and get in a right relationship with God. Do not wait for tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. You don't even know if you have a tomorrow. Amen? Okay, so the false teachers in the early church, 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3. Peter warned the early church of false teachers who would bring destructive heresies. And these false teachers would deny the Lord who brought them and bring swift destruction upon themselves. And this passage teaches us that false prophets not only deceive people, but they also bring destruction upon themselves. Now, that is serious there, okay? Now, let's look at some of the examples of false prophets in today's world. And this is going from, you know, the past all the way up until almost current, okay? So I'm just going to rhyme off some information here about certain people that I feel really need to be pointed out per se. Okay, so the first one is Jim Jones. Jim Jones was the founder of the People's Temple, a religious group that started in Indiana in the 1950s. Jones claimed to be a prophet and promised his followers a utopia society. However, as his power grew, so did his paranoia and control over his followers. In 1978, Jones led over 900 of his followers, including children, to commit mass suicide by drinking cyanide-laced Kool-Aid and guana. So a lesson from this is false prophets often start with a message of hope and promise, but their power can quickly turn into control and manipulation. So that's one way to look out. Now, the next person I want to talk about is David Koresh. David Koresh was a leader of the branch Davidians, I think it's called, a religious group that started in Texas in the 1980s. Koresh claimed to be a prophet and a lamb of God. Wow. He believed that the end of the world was near and that his followers needed to prepare for a final battle. And in 1993, the FBI raided Branch Davidin compound, leading to a 51-day siege that ended in a fire that killed Koresh and 75 of his followers. So again, the lesson to learn from this is false prophets often claim to have special knowledge about the end times and can manipulate their followers into extreme behaviors. Wow, that I'm just saying. Harold Camping is the next one. Harold Camping was a Christian radio broadcaster who predicted that the world would end on May 21st, 2011. And I think we all should remember this one. Camping claimed that he had calculated the date based on biblical prophecy and that only a select few would be saved. But when the world didn't end on May 21st, Camping revised his prediction to October 21st, 2011. And when that date also passed without incident, Camping apologized and admitted that he was wrong. Okay, so what's the lesson from this? False prophets, often make specific predictions about the future that don't come true, leading to disappointment and disillusionment among their followers. Oh. And there's a lot of people today that are saying the rapture is going to happen tomorrow. The rapture is going to happen on this day. What does the Bible say? No man knows the time, the day or the hour in which I will return. So stop, people. Stop being false prophets, please. So Benny Hinn, another one, very big name in televangelism, is a faith healer, a word of faith belief, who has been accused of using his ministry for personal gain. What I find amazing about Benny Hinn is that his lifestyle is like extraordinary. I mean, this guy's got everything, ladies and gentlemen. Private jets, big mansions, all this kind of stuff. Look at his clothes. Look at what he wears as far as jewelry is concerned. I mean, the guy is pouring in multi-billion dollars and he doesn't do anything with it like he says he's going to do on his crusades and TV and all this other nonsense that he claims. I mean, he's also been in, you know, allegations of tax fraud, misuse of ministry funds. He has been also criticized for his theology, including that his claims that God wants every Christian to be wealthy and healthy. Geez, it sounds like a lot of other preachers that I hear about. Now, let's move on to, this is going to probably be a very harsh topic to talk about. Some of you may not like this, but Joseph Smith, the founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormon Church, Smith claimed to have received divine revelation that led him to create a brand new religion. However, the teachings of the Mormon Church contradict many fundamental Christian beliefs, including the nature of God, the role of Jesus Christ, and the authority of the Bible. Now, the lesson from this one is false prophets can claim to receive new revelation or teachings that contradict the established truth of the Bible. Now, the next person we're going to talk about is Ellen G. White. He was the co-founder of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and claimed to have received visions and messages from God. However, many of her teachings and prophecies have been discredited or proven false, including her prediction that Jesus would return in 1844. And the lesson we can learn from that is false prophets can claim to receive supernatural visions or messages that may not align with the truth of God's word. Now, the next one is, and I hope I don't butcher this one, but Sun Myung Moon was the founder of the Unification Church, which teaches that Moon is the Messiah. And the second coming of Jesus Christ, Moon claimed to have received divine revelation that led him to establish his own religion. However, his teachings and practices are widely considered to be cult-like and heretical. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we can learn. False prophets can claim to be special or unique figures, such as the Messiah or a prophet, and can create their own religions, teachings that deviate from the truth of the Bible. Okay, so let's move on. Creflo Dollar. How many of us know who Creflo Dollar is? We've seen him on TV and books and all this kind of stuff. Creflo Dollar is just like Benny Hinn, televangelist. He's part of the prosperity gospel. He's obviously a prosperity gospel preacher. He's a word of faith preacher who teaches that God wants every Christian to be wealthy and successful. However, his teachings and practices are widely considered to be unbiblical, manipulative, often taking advantage of vulnerable or desperate people. Okay. False prophets, the lesson from this one is false prophets can promote distorted or self-serving vision or version of the gospel, using material blessings as a means to attract followers and gain power. I mean, come on, we need to wake up. We need to smell the coffee here. So the next one I want to talk about is Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson is the senior leader of Bethel Church in California, proponent of the New Apostolic Reformation, NAR movement, okay? Now, the NAR teaches that Christians should have access to supernatural gifts and powers, including prophecy, healing, and miracles. However, many of their teachings and practices have been criticized as unbiblical and dangerous. Now, the lesson from this is false prophets can promote a distorted view of the Holy Spirit and supernatural gifts, leading to false teachings and practices. And folks, we also need to be very careful, because this could be a form of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay? Now, another person I want to talk about is Joel Osteen. He is the senior pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, and is known for his, again, prosperity gospel teachings that emphasize positive thinking and success. Now, the other thing is, too, that Joel Osteen What a lot of people don't know is that he is okay with alternative lifestyles. As long as, you know, we don't talk about sin and we don't talk about hell, you know, it's all good. Oprah Winfrey, don't even get me started on that woman, please. But Paula White is another one, is a televangelist and spiritual advisor. Wow, where have you ever heard the word spiritual advisor before? To the former President Donald Trump, who has been accused of promoting heretical teachings and using her platform for personal gain. But let me go back to that whole word, spiritual advisor. Where have we heard that word before? We've heard that word in the spiritism, psychics, mediums. You know, there's those like online services where you can go get free readings or paid readings or whatever they're called. I mean, come on. They're using occult language, occult words in their messages, and we don't even realize it. Kenneth Copeland is another one, and he is also a televangelist. He's also part of prosperity gospel preaching, who has he has been criticized and pointed fingers at for living a lavish lifestyle and promotion of unorthodox teachings. I mean, my goodness, people, this guy thought he was able to defeat COVID-19 by blowing at it on public television. I mean, just look it up on the internet. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This guy is making some faces that just make me cringe. Okay, so Joyce Myers, oh boy, another televangelist and author who has been accused of promoting a self-centered gospel that emphasizes material blessings and personal success. Now, I know some of you might be a fan of Joyce Myers, like might like the way she, you know, preaches her messages and things like that. But unfortunately, I have to say that she is a false prophet, a false teacher. She is all about prosperity. She lines up with Joel Osteen, with Kenneth Copeland, with Bill Johnson, with Benny Hinn. I mean, the list goes on and on. So Todd Bentley. Todd Bentley is a Canadian evangelist. Sorry to all my Canadian listeners. I am also Canadian, so that kind of rubs me the wrong way too. So anyhow, Todd Bentley is a Canadian evangelist who has been accused of promoting unbiblical teachings and engaging in immoral behavior, including adultery and alcoholism. Okay. Jim Baker is a televangelist and founder of the PTL Club, who was involved in a financial scandal in the 1980s and later served time in prison for fraud. Okay. We have another person here. I'm probably going to butcher their name, but I think it's Junetta Benum, is a televangelist and author who has been accused of promoting heretical teachings and engaging in manipulative behavior. See, I'm just going through a list here, people. Marcus Lamb is a televangelist and founder of Daystar Television Network, who has been criticized for promoting false teachings and engaging in questionable financial practices. Then we have TB Joshua, was a Nigerian televangelist who was known for his faith healing ministry and claims of performing miracles. However, his teachings and practices have been criticized as unbiblical and exploitative. Rick Warren is another one, and he is the senior pastor of Saddleback Church in California and the author of best-selling book The Purpose Driven Life. While he has a large following, some have accused him of promoting false teachings and compromising biblical principles. And you again can find this information on YouTube. Just search it up. You can look it up on Google too. I'm not making this stuff up. Joseph Prince is another one. And he is a Singaporean pastor and televangelist who has been accused of promoting unbiblical teachings, including hyper grace and antinomianism. Okay, Pat Robertson is another televangelist and founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, who has been criticized for promoting false teachings and making controversial statements about politics and current events. Robert Talton. or Talton, sorry, is a televangelist who gained notoriety in the 1980s for his success and life ministry, which was later exposed as a fraudulent scheme that involved manipulating vulnerable viewers for financial gain. Brian Houston is another one, and is the founder of and senior pastor of Hillsong's Church, a global megachurch based in Australia. He has been accused of promoting a prosperity gospel, mishandling sexual abuse allegations within his church. Okay, next one is T.D. Jakes. He is the senior pastor of the Potter's House, a megachurch in Dallas, Texas, and a best-selling author. He has a large following. He has been criticized for promoting a prosperity gospel and teachings that stray from traditional Christian beliefs. So now let's move on to the next one, which is Stephen Furtick. Stephen Furtick is the founder and lead pastor of Evelation Church, a church that is based in North Carolina. He has been accused of promoting a prosperity gospel, not very uncommon, and using manipulative tactics to grow his church. And I think there was something recent about Mr. Stephen Furtick as well that basically told or he was saying to his viewers or something along the lines of, you know, we don't preach on sin type stuff. Excuse me? Wow. Anyhow, so there is the next one. There's two more, which... The first one is Mark DeScroll. He is a former pastor and founder of Mars Hill Church, a mega church that was based in Seattle, Washington. He was accused of promoting a toxic and abusive leadership style and engaging in plagiarism and other unethical practices. Now, the last one is Robert Morris. He is the senior pastor of Gateway Church, a mega church based in Dallas, Texas. He has been criticized for promoting a prosperity gospel as well and using questionable tactics to raise money for his church. So I just want to really, like, I hope that this discussion is getting through to you, because a lot of these people are wolves in sheep clothing, and they are trying to take your money from you. First of all, they're trying to confuse you and make you believe in a Jesus or a gospel that is not even true. Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up. We need to look at the Bible. We need to study the Bible for ourselves. And I'm telling you this from a pastor's perspective, but more so from a Christian's perspective who cares and wants you to know. The only way that you are going to learn about the true gospel, the true Jesus Christ, the true Father in heaven, is if you have a Bible in your hand and study it and know God for yourself. Do not rely on a pastor because he's a pastor. Look it up yourself in the Bible. See it for yourself. Read it for yourself. Understand it for yourself. And don't come to church with your phone. Don't come to church with your iPad or your whatever it's called. Come to church with your physical Bible, people. That is why God gave us the Bible. The technology ways, I mean, they can manipulate anything they want to, and we wouldn't even know it, because we do not have the solid Word of God in our hand, the tangible Word of God. So, teachings from the Bible. The Bible warns us about false prophets and their deceitful teachings, both in the Old and in the New Testament. And here are some key teachings from the Bible on the subject. So, Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5 warns against false prophets who perform signs and wonders and lead people away from the true God. Jeremiah 23, 16 to 17 condemns false prophets who speak their own words and not the words of God. Matthew 7, 15 to 20 warns us to beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3 warns against false teachers who will bring destructive heresies and exploit people for their own gain. They are ravenous wolves, people, and they are trying to steal, kill, and destroy, because their father is not the one in heaven. It's the father of all lies, of pride, of deception, of anger, of give me, give me, give me, because it's me. I want it. They don't care about God. They don't care about the gospel. They don't care about Jesus Christ. They want what they want. They want what they need. They want what they desire. Never mind anyone else. Never mind what God's will is for people. Never mind what God's plan is for people. No, they just want what they want. Now, here are some practical steps to avoiding a false prophet. Study your Bible. Okay? Best way to recognize a false prophet and a false teaching is to know the truth of God's word. Spend time reading and studying the Bible, people. Pray for wisdom and discernment. That's the only way that you're going to know the truth from a lie. And yes, remember the Bible says that false prophets can come in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravenous wolves. They will look like a pastor. They will look like a Christian. They will speak like a Christian. They will portray to be a Christian. But inside, they are wolves seeking to devour you and to take you from the truth. Wake up. We need to see this. We need to know this. We need to, the next step, sorry, is test the spirit. And 1 John 4:1-3 teaches us this. Test the spirits to see if they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This means comparing teachings and messages, to the truth of the Bible and seeking confirmation from the Holy Spirit. The next step is seek wise counsel. And Proverbs 12:15 tells us this, that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Seek guidance and accountability from mature Christians who have a solid understanding of the Bible and can help you discern truth from falsehood. The next step is beware of red flags. And this is going to be the biggest one here, I think. False prophets often exhibit certain warning signs, such as promoting their own authority or special revelation, using emotional manipulation or fear tactics, and placing emphasis on material wealth or success. Those are warning signs. Those are red flags that we need to be attentive to. We need to follow, and the next step is we need to follow Jesus Christ and not people. Ultimately, our focus should be on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and only on Jesus Christ, not on any human leader or teacher. John 14:6 tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So how do you identify a false prophet? Okay, the Bible gives us some clear guidelines to follow. First of all, prophets preach a different gospel than what is found in the Bible. In Galatians 1:8, Paul says this, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." So if a preacher or a teacher is preaching a gospel that is different from what is clearly taught in the Bible, we need to be weary of them. We need to walk away from them. Secondly, a false prophet often has a greedy or selfish motive. They are motivated by money, power, or fame, rather than a genuine desire to serve Jesus Christ and his people. And in 2 Peter 2:3, Peter says this, "By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been ideal, and their destruction does not slumber." We need to be discerning and careful not to be taken in by such prophets. Thirdly, false prophets often exhibit a lack of moral character. They may live lives that are characterized by greed, sexual immorality, or other sinful behavior. In Matthew 7:16-20, Jesus said this, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." We need to look, brothers and sisters, at the fruit of a prophet's life to determine whether or not they are true servants of the living, holy God. False prophets often lead people astray, away from the truth. They may teach false doctrines or lead people into sin. In 2 Timothy 4, 3-4, Paul warns this, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. We need to be careful, brothers and sisters, to follow only those who teach the word of God in its truth. Now examine how to identify a true prophet of God. And what is a prophet of God? So a prophet is someone who speaks on behalf of God, delivering messages from God to his people. And prophets are chosen and called by God for specific purposes. No man can call another man a prophet or ordain them to be a prophet. God is the only one that can ordain and appoint someone to be a prophet, a preacher, a pastor, an evangelist, a deacon, whatever it is. Okay? The role of a prophet is to warn, instruct, and encourage God's people. Not get rich, not make a big, lavish lifestyle. No. So how can we recognize a true prophet of God? A true prophet speaks only what God has commanded him or her to speak or to say. And a true prophet's message will always be consistent and line up with the word of God. A true prophet will produce good fruit in his or her life, in the public and in the private. So his lifestyle in public and at home needs to be conformed to the word of God in every single way for him to be true. And what are the characteristics of a true prophet of God? Humility. A true prophet understands that he or she is not the source of the message, but merely a vessel through which God speaks. Obedience. A true prophet obeys God's commands, even if it goes against his or her personal preference or comfort. Courage. A true prophet is willing to speak the truth, even if it means facing prosecution or opposition. Love. A true prophet speaks the truth in love, with the aim of bringing people closer to God. So what kind of fruit does a true prophet of God produce in his or her life? Faithfulness. A true prophet remains faithful to God even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Holiness. A true prophet strives to live a holy life set apart for God's purposes only. The fruit of the Spirit. A true prophet will display the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control in his or her life. And he will watch, or she will watch, what her tongue releases out. Impact. For a true prophet's message produces a positive impact in the lives of those who hear it, leading them closer to a relationship with God, closer to Jesus Christ, not away, not in a whole different direction, closer to him. The dangers of false prophets: they lead people astray, they pervert the gospel, they cause harm to others. Okay? We as Christians need to protect ourselves from false prophets. And as Christians, it is critical to protect yourself from these false prophets who may deceive you with their false teachings. The Bible, again, warns us about false prophets. And we need to study this. And we need to understand this. We need to be vigilant and discerning. And here are three ways that we can protect ourselves from these people. Know the truth. Know your Bible. Study the Bible for yourself. Ask God for discernment and use your discerning ability to know when someone is speaking the truth or not. And again, test the spirit. Test the spirit to see whether or not they are of God. If they are not, run away from them. Get away from them. They are not going to lead you on any path that is even remotely close to Jesus Christ. Examine their teachings, brothers and sisters. Do not just accept what they have to say because they claim to be something. They may be nothing. They may be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And the only way that you're going to know that they are truly a man of God or a woman of God is if you examine what they preach and what they say. If it does not line up with the Word of God, if it cannot be backed up by the Word of God, it is not true. It is not from God. It is not of God. Examine their lifestyle. The second step is to examine their lifestyle. The lifestyle of a prophet. Do they live a godly life? Do their actions reflect the teachings that they preach? Do they have a track record of being honest, humble, transparent? You know, these are some of the questions you need to ask yourself when evaluating the lifestyle of a preacher, a pastor, a prophet, an evangelist, a deacon, an elder, a bishop. And seek, again, this is probably something that, you know, we could probably do on our own, but seek wise counsel. You know, if you feel like you have a good connection, a good relationship with your pastor, with your bishop, with your friends, and you feel like you can openly talk to them, go to them. If they've been Christians longer than you and they are solid in their foundation of the Word of God, go and talk to them. Don't leave yourself open to error. The Bible does not produce error. The Bible does not give you error. The Bible will lead you to all truth in the Holy Spirit, no matter what. And if you are listening to one of these false preachers on the TV, or you go to these meetings where these false preachers are teaching, you are going to be led away from God. You are going to miss what God is trying to do in your life. And you may not receive the blessing that God has for you because you are not being in the truth. You are not walking in the Spirit. You are not listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You are doing your own selfish will. You are listening to itching ears, pleasing messages that help you feel better about yourself. It is not about you. It has never been about you. It will never be about you. It has always been and always will be and will always, always be about Jesus Christ. So, please, I beg you to examine everyone's teachings, to even mine, examine my teachings. If my teachings do not line up with the Word of God, reject me, push me away, don't listen to me anymore. Because I don't want to be one of these false prophets who come saying, oh, I'm coming in the name of Christ, but really I'm a ravenous wolf. What good is that? What good am I doing if I cannot preach the truth with power and authority? In Jesus Christ's name, what am I doing if I'm not talking to you about your sin and about your you know, worldly lifestyle? People, we need to be set apart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to be set apart for God the Father. And the only way to do that is to know the Bible, to have a personal, intimate, deeply relationship with God. And the only way that we are ever going to do that is if we take time with God every single day, making Him Lord and Savior of our life. So, brothers and sisters, before I close off, let me just say a closing prayer, and then we'll go from there. So, Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your eye-opening, inspiring messages that are in Your Word. Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It directs our path. It lights the path in which we need to go. And it shows us where we need to change and what we need to do to be more like Your Son, Jesus Christ, in everything that we do. Lord, I pray and ask that You would help not only those that are listening, but me as well, to always be in the truth of Your word and the truth of Your Spirit. Help me never to be speaking on my own authority, on my own accord, God, but help me to speak because You are leading me to, because You are directing me to, because Your Spirit is leading me in everything that I do and everything that we do as Christians, Lord. Help us to see that the firm foundation is only in Jesus Christ and that there is no other gospel other than what is seen and read and preached from the Word of God. Lord, I ask that You would be with each listener now. I ask that You would inspire them, that You would fire them up, get them ready, get them fired up for You, God, and that You would begin to work in their lives. Lord, I pray that You would continue to walk with us and dine with us, Lord, and to love us and to put your grace upon us, even though we don't deserve it, Lord. Sometimes we are so selfish and so just messed up, Lord, and we need your help. We need your guidance. So, Lord, we ask tonight, we ask for your guidance. We ask for your love. We ask for your grace, Lord, tonight or today, whichever it is for you, Lord, that you would work in our lives, that you would change us from the inside out for your glory, for your honor, for your purposes, for your will, for your plan. Lord, help us not to be selfish. Help us not to be about us. Help it to be about you and only about you and always about you. Lord, we ask all of this in Jesus Christ's name, our Lord and beautiful Savior. Amen. So my closing remarks are just a few simple words. You know, false prophets have been present since the early days of Christianity, as I was explaining before. And the Bible does warn us against them and says to be watchful for them. And it is essential to know how to identify them. And by understanding the characteristics of a false prophet and how to protect ourselves from them, we can live a life that is pleasing to God. We can stay in the Holy Spirit. We can stay walking in Jesus Christ. Remember that false prophets are wolves in sheep clothing, people. But by staying rooted in the truth of God and in His Word, we can avoid being led astray. So thank you so much for joining me today in this message. And I hope that this discussion has been impactful and inspiring.
I just wanted to continue to add on here just a little bit more. And I wanted to apologize if it sounded like maybe I was like yelling or getting angry or anything like that. It had nothing to do with that. The Holy Spirit was just very, very strongly upon me, speaking through me and trying to put that message out there about, you know, the false prophets and waking up to see the truth for all that it is. And, you know, I always ask that the Holy Spirit increases and that I decrease. And I really felt like the Holy Spirit was truly increased today. I was just allowing Him to work through me. And I just don't want anyone to get the wrong idea that I'm yelling or angry or anything like that, because that's not the case at all. But as always, please walk in the Spirit, know the Spirit for yourself. May God bless you always, and thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for listening. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.